Welcome back to the comment section. I'm Brett Cooper. Now, obviously, you guys know this. Women these days are constantly trying to prove that they don't need no man.
Leave the saving of the world to the men? I don't think so.
Not in their relationships, not in their industries. Everybody's becoming lesbian and hating men. You guys know it. And the female firefighters in Alberta, Canada are no different. And we're going to talk about that today. Before we do, though, make sure that you like this video, subscribe to the channel if you have not already, and ring that notification bell so that you never miss a comment section or off the clock episode. Alrighty, so last month, the female firefighters in Banff, Alberta started promoting a female firefighting convention that would be held in Banff in the national park. Here's a headline. Women's Fire Conference in Banff aims to break down barriers in a male-dominated industry. And then here's a little blurb from that article. They were interviewing one of the female firefighters who is putting on this event, and so that's who's being referenced here. That's why Park is one of the driving forces behind Banff National Park planning and hosting a Women in Fire training exchange May 1st to May 12th. Known as WTREX, it is an intensive 12-day training exchange that combines practical live fire training with indoor learning and discussion to advance participants' qualifications and experience in wildland firefighting operations. Specifically, WTREX is an opportunity to engage participants of all different genders, ethnic and racial backgrounds to explore the growing role of women in fire management. So this is a women's conference exploring the role of women in fire management, but it's open to all genders except men. You can be a they, them, you can be a Z, Zare, you can be a death, death self, but if you are a man, you were not invited to this conference.
Pronoun trouble.
Now, much of this is driven by the apparently appalling lack of women in wildland firefighting. This article said, in recent years, there has been an increased effort to recruit women into fire positions, yet social and cultural challenges remain. Park said new recruits often find the male-dominant fire management system to be dismissive of female perspectives and strengths, even as its increasing complexity requires fresh approaches and insights. Quote, still, within the wildland fire community, anecdotally, it's still only about 10% of women in the field. And let me tell you why. If you do not know anything about wildland firefighting, it is not like you're in some firehouse coming out on the red fire truck.
You can do this. I have nature skills.
It is no joke. One of my best friends from California was a wildland firefighter for about 3 years, and you were gone for weeks at a time. Like, we would go, you know, probably 25 days without hearing from him at all because he had no service. You sleep on the ground. You are rucking in miles and miles with all of your gear on your back because you can't just drive a truck in the middle of one of the, you know, California national forests. And it's mainly men because most women do not want to do that job because it's gross and it's disgusting and you're away from your family and it's, you know, physically strenuous. Like, most women physically could not do that job because of how much weight you have to carry and how long you are outside hiking and carrying. I mean, it is a male-dominated industry, rightfully so, more physically than anything else. It's not misogyny. So you can try to recruit as many women as you want, but this is always going to be a male-dominated industry. You're never going to change that. But moving on, this is where it gets even more interesting. They started talking about what would be going on at the conference. An important part of the conference will focus on Indigenous cultural fire practices. Weather permitting, participants will also take part in a prescribed burn at Compound Meadows adjacent to the Banff town site. We're going to be looking at all kinds of things, specific training about mental health and gender diversity and inclusion. Oh, good! So the people that are going to be protecting our lands are focusing on gender diversity and their mental. I don't really care about your mental health when the world is ablaze. I'm sorry. If a fire is burning near my home, I really don't want to know about your depression or your anxiety. I want you to put out the fire. I think most people would agree with me. Somebody said, all female doesn't sound very diverse. Yeah, especially since they're talking about gender diversity. But back to the story. It seems like they got a little bit carried away with, you know, the latter part of their schedule, the mental health and the diversity, because this is what the headlines looked like about a week into this 12-day conference. How a fire went from prescribed burn to out of control in an instant near Banff. Now, I wonder, who would have started that? I wonder who caused that? So interesting. Somebody commented and said, inclusivity was the reason Banff National Park burned. Literally, yes. Now, look at some of these videos and photos from the fire. This is no joke. This was not just in the middle of nowhere. Like, they intentionally were doing it near the town site. People had to evacuate. It came super close to the roads. It was a huge deal. Here's another photo. Like, look how close this is to the freeway. Apparently, winds picked up that were not in the forecast, and it got out of control. And granted, I want to be fair, this could have happened to anybody, and that's why, you know, controlled burns are important, but they are also dangerous. Could have happened to men as well as women, but it's just too ironic not to share, considering that this whole conference was about girl power, and we can do it just as good as the men. And then the fire was out of control, and they had to call in all the men to help them put out this controlled burn. Somebody commented and said, ladies, hairspray is flammable. Another person said, women. Another person said, in their defense, they probably didn't think the fire would be so pretty and cozy feeling. The hot chocolate was a bad idea in hindsight. I mean, Ladies, if you really want to be cozy, get some Cozy Earth sheets. Now, speaking of female empowerment, I'd argue that mothers are the most empowered women out there, and moms deserve the best of everything, including the best night's sleep. This Mother's Day, give her super soft, luxurious, designer-preferred bedding from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth's luxury bedding and loungewear transforms lives by offering the world's softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding. They start with selecting only the best suppliers with an eye towards quality, responsible production, and cutting-edge technology and premium materials. And if that doesn't convince you, they also have over 5,000 happy customer reviews on their site. They offer a 100-night guarantee on their sheets, and their sheets get softer and softer with every wash. I just ordered my first set from Cozy Earth, and you guys know I have been traveling, so I have not had the chance to check them out yet, but I will be doing that this week, and I will come back and let you know how it is. And guys, if you have not prioritized a good night's sleep, you need to, because when you sleep well, you live well. Cozy Earth is having their huge Mother's Day sale going on right now. Save up to 35% off with my promo code Cooper at CozyEarth.com. Again, that's CozyEarth.com. Promo code Cooper at checkout for 35% off your order. Ladies, you do not need to start a controlled burn to be comfortable, cozy, or empowered. You just need good sheets. That's the lesson here. Now, you might be thinking, Brett, Banff National Park is big. Maybe there was more than one fire. Maybe this wasn't their fault. No. Remember the article we read just like 2 seconds ago where they said that the controlled burn would be started at Compound Meadows? Okay, here's a tweet from Banff National Park. Fire update. On the afternoon of May 3rd, 2023, Parks Canada carried out a prescribed burn in Compound Meadows in Banff National Park. Due to an unprecedented shift in wind direction and speed, the fire escaped the predetermined boundary. Oops! It was the women. They did this. Now, I don't like hating on women just objectively, because I do believe that women can be physically strong. They are capable. They can work alongside men. But when you are trying to prove a point in the name of diversity and inclusion about how you can do it yourself, how you don't need men, about how you should dominate this industry, then you deserve to be ridiculed when something goes wrong, because this is absurd. This is just another example of virtue signaling gone wrong and the mainstream media covering it up, because none of the articles or the local news sources covering this fire have touched on the fact that this out of control controlled burn was started by 35 international wildland firefighting women that came into Banff for this amazing girl power experience. They didn't talk about the fact that they started this or that they could not contain it themselves. It's just been, oh, what happened to that conference? We have no idea. Nobody's talking about it anymore. Is that surprising to anybody? No. Suddenly, this glass ceiling shattering event has disappeared, and I think we all know why. Thank you for watching the comment section. If you want to see more videos just like this, make sure to subscribe to this channel, turn on your notifications, like this video, and of course, if you want even more content, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at I'm Brett Cooper. See you next time.